This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. Inaugurating the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today via video conferencing, Mr. Modi said that India is strongly bidding to host the 2036 Olympics. He said that his government has brought many changes and reforms in the field of sports, like National Sports Governance Act and Khelo Bharat Niti 2025. Underlining the efforts of his government in the field of sports, Mr. Modi said that the government is working on different aspects, which include identifying talent, scientific training, providing nutritious food, and transparent selection. The Prime Minister added that the country is also moving forward in the same way.
आज टॉप जैसे इनिशिएटिव से भारत में स्पोर्ट्स इकोसिस्टम ट्रांसफॉर्म हो रहा है. एक तरफ हम अच्छा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और फंडिंग मैकेनिज्म तैयार कर रहे हैं और इसके साथ ही नौजवानों को शानदार एक्सपोजर देने के लिए भी काम कर रहे हैं. फीफा अंडर 17 विश्व कप, हॉकी विश्व कप, ऐसे 20 से अधिक प्रमुख अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कार्यक्रम आयोजित किए हैं. 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं.
Drawing similarities between volleyball and development, the Prime Minister said that volleyball is a game which connects us to the team spirit. The nature of this game is like the development story of the nation, which requires cooperation and readiness to contribute. The 8-day tournament being held from today to the 11th of January is witnessing participation from across India, with over 1,000 players competing as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. The External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of the recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements, and remain in contact with the Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in, and the emergency phone number is +58 412 9584288. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the Council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. Venezuela's permanent mission to the United Nations has sent a letter to the Security Council seeking the emergency session, criticizing the U.S. action. The Election Commission has invited citizens to submit suggestions for improving the ECINET app, a unified digital platform aimed at enhancing voter services and election-related information. Citizens can share their feedback through the Submit a Suggestion tab on the ECINET app till January 10. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha today. The IMD said that dense fog conditions will also prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and northeastern parts of India till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.